आवाज अनजाने एपिसोड 14 September 28th, 2006.
Hello everyone, we are back with this special Lata Mangeshkar birthday episode. Today is India's pride, Bharat Ratna, Lata Ji's birthday. जाने की सभी सुनने वालों की तरफ से लता जी को सादर प्रणाम और जन्मदिन की हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं। मैं पिया
और मैं देव, आपके होस्ट्स। नमस्कार, आवाज अनजाने की एक नई एपिसोड में आपका स्वागत। वी विश लता जी अ वेरी हैप्पी बर्थडे एंड इन ट्रू आवाज अनजाने स्टाइल वी विल सेलिब्रेट हर बर्थडे टुडे बाय प्लेइंग हर सॉन्ग्स परफॉर्म्ड बाय फैंस ऑल अराउंड द वर्ल्ड।
I mean, we really got some interesting mix of submissions this time, didn't we, Deb?
Yes, and you know what? I think the submissions came pouring in the last few days. We thought we would record the episode over the weekend, but it didn't happen. And I'm so glad we waited to get a couple of more submissions. So stay tuned. We've got short tributes, songs, and a commentary by a diehard Lata fan.
We've also got an instrumental piece this time, so that's a bit of everything in this episode.
And I really enjoyed putting together this episode for the great new voices, and of course for the fact that it is the birthday of the Nightingale of India. Lata ji ko aur ek bar happy birthday wish karte hue, aaiye sunte hai ek bahut hi mashhoor gana Lata ji ki ek fan ki voice mein.
Oh, sajna. सजना बरखा बहार आई रस की पुहार लाई अखियों में प्यार लाई ओ सजना बरखा बहार आई रस की पुहार लाई अखियों में प्यार लाई ओ सजना तुमको पुकारे मेरे मन का पपीहरा तुमको पुकारे मेरे मन का पपीहरा मीठी मीठी अग्नी में ज्वले मोर जियेरा ओ सजना बरखा बहार आई रस की पुहार लाई अखियों में प्यार लाई ओ सजना रिम झिम में ओ सजन प्यासे प्यासे मेरे नयन तेरे ही ख्वाब में खो गए ऐसी रिम झिम में ओ सजन प्यासे प्यासे मेरे नयन तेरे ही ख्वाब में खो गए सावली सलोनी घटा जब जब छाई सावली सलोनी घटा जब जब छाई अखियों में रहना गई निंदिया ना आई ओ सजना बरखा बहार आई रस की पुहार लाई अखियों में प्यार लाई सजना बरखा बहार आई रस की पुहार लाई अखियों में प्यार लाई sajna.
Brilliantly sung, hai na?
Actually, I'm so used to listening this in female voice. This song kind of gave a different flavor, don't you think so?
Yeah, I think he sang, it was absolutely fabulous.
It's just fantastic. You heard the voice of Pradeep from Kerala, India. Pradeep, a playback singer, he runs a very popular blog site, and his greatest moment has been winning the Lata Mangeshkar Trophy in the Meri Awaaz Suno television contest in 1996.
Meeting Lata ji was actually like a dream. It was in the midst of the competition, Meri Awaaz Suno, when I was singing my first song, that I actually noticed Lata ji sitting right in front of the stage along with so many stalwarts of the Hindi film industry. After the competition was over, I was thrilled actually to hear that I won the competition. I won the male singing award along with the female one to Sunidhi Chauhan. When I saw Lata ji on the stage, everything happened automatically. When I saw her, the first thing that came to my mind was to take her blessings. So I bowed before her. Then she put her hands, both her hands on my head, and then she told, "Bahut achha gaya." Sukhi raho. And after that she started asking both of us what we were doing and whether we had learnt music, and then she gave us an advice also, please learn classical music. Aapko shastriya sangeet sikhna chahiye, agar aap nahi sikhe ho to. That was what she told. Then the presentation ceremony continued. I will never forget the moment when she gave me the award. It remains and it will be the best moment in my musical career, because I value the award a lot, the Lata Mangeshkar Trophy that I got from her. That is the best recognition a singer can get ever in his life.
In fact, Pradeep spoke to us at length on his contest experience and many other things, including his latest album. We would bring to you the voice of Pradeep in an upcoming episode.
Couple of days back, I also spoke with Ankit Trivedi. Ankit ji is a Gujarati stage actor and show compere. Here's what he had to say about Lata ji.
Lata ji ke baare mein to kya kaha jaye? उस टाइम हमने इतना ही बोला था उनका कि आपका अगर उल्टा किया जाए वो भी ताल होता है. मैं इतना ही बोलूंगा कि माँ सरस्वती जब सितार बजा रही होगी तब वो जो सितार की गुनगुनाहट है उसका जो संगीत है वो लता मंगेशकर का कंठ है.
So stay tuned for the upcoming episodes. We're trying our best to bring you an interesting mix of talents. And we would also like to thank Mazrul from Georgetown, Guyana. Pia, remember him?
Yes, I do. Right after Ashaji's birthday episode, he wrote to us that we must do a special for Lata ji on her birthday. In fact, Lata ji is very popular in the West Indies.
She's popular everywhere on this planet. Getting back to Lata ji's fans paying tribute to her on this special day with some special songs. Here's Anita from New Jersey, USA.
Rangila re चलिया रे ना बुझे है किसी जल से ये जलन हो रंगीला रे तेरे रंग में यूं रंगा है मेरा मन चलिया रे ना बुझे है किसी जल से ये जलन
सपना हर टूटा रे फिर भी तू रूठा रे भी
Anita. And now, a clip from a song. Every time I listen, I have goosebumps.
Koi sikh, koi jaat maratha. Koi sikh, koi jaat maratha. Koi gurkha, koi madrasi. Koi gurkha, koi madrasi. Sarhad par marne wala. Sarhad par marne wala. Har veer tha bharat vasi. Thi dhany jawan wo apni. Thi dhany wo unki jawani. Jo shaheed.
The clip that you just now heard comes from Bhopal, India, the voice which Madhya Pradesh government recognized with the Lata Mangeshkar Award. Suhasini Joshi sings with the Navankur Music Band.
We are trying to get her on the show as well. The mainstay behind this band from Bhopal, Sanjeev, in the meanwhile sent us this instrumental version of a famous Lata Mangeshkar song.
आपको नबीन और प्याली की तरफ से जन्मदिन की बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं.
दिस इज लीना कॉलिंग फ्रॉम कनाडा, स्पेशली कॉल्ड अप टू विश हैप्पी बर्थडे एंड अ वेरी 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 हैप्पी बर्थडे टू लता जी. शी इज वन ऑफ माय फेवरेट, द मोस्ट, माय रोल मॉडल. I just love to sing her songs. Lata ji, aap bahut great ho, aapki awaaz, it's just wonderful. Happy birthday to you once again.
Another diehard Lata fan thought of paying tribute through this commentary. Listen to Sachin from Pennsylvania, USA.
It was several years ago that a very young girl, after seeing a K.L. Saigal film, vowed that she would marry him when she grew up. She never married, but her eternal romance with Hindi film music raised it to a pristine status which it had never seen before and lighted innumerable happy and sad moments in the lives of all of us.
बचपन में या तो मैं अपने पिताजी को गाते हुए सुना करती थी या मुझे पसंद था सैगल साहब का गाना. मेरी बड़ी इच्छा थी कि उनसे मिलूं, बातें करूं, उनका गाना सुनूं और अपना गाना सुनाऊं. ये सपना सपना ही रह गया, पर उनके सुरों का असर 50 सालों से मेरे संगीत के साथ साये की तरह चल रहा है.
Lata Mangeshkar was born on September 28, 1929 in Indore. Her father, the late Dinanath Mangeshkar, was a very talented musician who often rued the fact that the world never quite fathomed his proficiency in classical music and treated him as a mere natakwala. Lata's foray into the realm of music was thus a natural one. 1949 though was the year in which the world of Hindi film music got to experience the magic of a phenomenon which would rule it at least through the end of the century. Lata remembers singing Aayega Aane Wala starting from the corner of a room and then slowly moving towards the center where the mic was placed, just to create the movie effect of a woman approaching from a distance. Andaz and Barsat, released in the same year, firmly established Lata at the forefront of contemporary singers. Lata's contribution to music extends far beyond the songs she has sung for Hindi films. She is said to have sung in 35 different Indian languages. Her rendition of Ae Mere Watan Ke Logo is said to have moved Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru to tears. The Meera Bhajans or the Sant Jnaneshwari Abhangs, composed by her brother Pandit Hrudayanath Mangeshkar and sung by her, take the listener to a completely different world. She has sung beautiful ghazals with the ghazal maestro Jagjit Singh. The songs she has sung in Marathi, her mother tongue, are deeply cherished by fans. She has also composed music for a few Marathi films under the name Anand Ghan. To achieve so much over such a long time requires not just talent and dedication, but an unflinching love for one's art. It's interesting to listen to what great personalities have said about her. Ustad Bade Ghulam Ali Khan once said, "Ye kambakhat kabhi besuri nahi hoti." She never sings out of tune. Yash Chopra feels that while it's usually the artist who follows the art, in Lata's case, it's actually her art that follows her. To quote Javed Akhtar Saab, "The earth hath but one sun, one moon, and one Lata." Asha feels her Didi's singing is like a waterfall which can retrace its path. The tinkling notes of her tan tumble forth like water plunging down a cliff and then magically manage to go back exactly the same way. I can't help but remember an interesting incident recited by Sunil Gavaskar, the great Indian cricketer. At a party during an India-Pakistan tour, the manager introduced Noor Jahan to him and said to her, "Aap to inhe jante hi honge, ye mashhoor cricketer Gavaskar hain." Noor Jahan is said to have answered, "Ji nahi, hum to sirf apne Imran aur Zaheer ko jante hain." Gavaskar was then told that he must have surely recognized the eminent Mallikae Tarannum Noor Jahan, to which he proudly retorted with, "Ji nahi, hum to sirf apni Lata Mangeshkar ko jante hain." The most touching one, though, is what I heard from Asha at a Marathi concert last year in Mumbai. Sudhir Gadgil, a versatile compeer, asked her why she hardly ever sang songs of Lata in her shows, while several other singers of lesser skill did so regularly. Was it pride or was it fear? Asha immediately said it couldn't be pride. If anything, it could only be fear. She said her Didi's songs were a thing of worship for her. She said, "It's just a stone after all in the temple, which if you are religious and wise, you take care not to step onto. Some others might still see it as just another stone and tread upon it." She said she had nothing against anyone singing her Didi's songs, but the more she heard them and realized what had gone into them, the less she felt inclined to sing them herself. One can go on and on talking about Lata. After all, we are lovers of music, and it won't be an exaggeration to state that her songs have been the eyes through which many of us have seen the enchanting world of music. Just like how her songs will always be with us, our best wishes for a long and happy life will always be with her. To quote a line from a very popular Marathi song she has sung, "Jo avadto sarvanla, tochi avade devala." The one who is liked by all is the one who is liked by God. By that measure, she must be one of the most blessed humans on earth, and we must be a blessed lot too to have been born in this age to even see and feel the Almighty when listening to her. My best wishes to her on her birthday. May there be many more to come. Thank you.
That was neat. I didn't know many of the stories.
I really liked the Sunil Gavaskar quip. That was really very, very tongue-in-cheek.
I also read some very interesting comments. Alka Yagnik once remarked that Lataji's voice is so beautiful that even if she playbacks for some ordinary-looking actress, her face starts looking beautiful. And I think Shahrukh Khan once said, "My actress hone se, I could have had the honor of performing a Lata Mangeshkar song on screen."
Well, he can try and do a Chachi 420 type movie and then sing a Lata Mangeshkar song. You are listening to Awaaz Anjane, where we bring to you unknown voices from all over the globe. This is a special Lata Mangeshkar birthday episode. Aap sun rahe hain Lata Mangeshkar fans ke gaye hue Lata ji ki Amar Sangeet.
We invite all our listeners to participate in this unique podcast. Send us your songs, comments, musical compositions to yourgeet@gmail.com. Check out the FAQ section at podioindia.com for submission details.
If you want to leave comments for our show, call us at 206-203-GEET or fill up the submit comments form on our website podioindia.com.
For every mood of life, you can find a song by Lataji to express your thoughts. The next song is by Parometer from Canada. Parometer chose to sing this song in loving memory of her sister whom she had lost some time back.
चिट्ठी न कोई संदेश हो चिट्ठी न कोई संदेश जाने वो कौन सा देश जहां तुम चले गए चिट्ठी न कोई संदेश जाने वो कौन सा देश जहां तुम चले गए चिट्ठी न कोई संदेश जाने वो कौन सा देश जहां तुम चले गए, जहां तुम चले गए, इस दिल पे लगा के ठेस, जाने वो कौन सा देश, जहां तुम चले
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paramita. We really appreciate that you decided to share this song with us. Moving on, we bring you another beautiful song from Machis.
This song is submitted by Niranjan from India. Niranjan played the keyboard while his wife lent her voice.
लता जी को हमारे सभी सुनने वालों की तरफ से हैप्पी बर्थडे विश करते हुए आज की एपिसोड से इजाजत चाहता हूँ. टू ऑल आवर लिसनर्स, ग्रीटिंग्स फॉर द अपकमिंग डेज ऑफ फेस्टिविटीज.
अगले हफ्ते फिर मिलेंगे विद अनदर एक्साइटिंग एपिसोड ऑफ आवाज अनजाने. हैव फन.